4. A difficulty in understanding. Man cannot maintain the original position. Yet, event is the word that the modern mentality, and therefore each one of us, finds hardest to understand and to accept. In the whole of Christian language, nothing is perceived with greater resistance, save by those who are pure in heart and childlike in soul, than the word event. By event, we mean to identify both an ideal position, Christ is the ideal of life, and a doctrinal position, Christ is the consistency of everything. The hardest thing to accept is that it is an event that awakens us to ourselves, to the truth of our life, to our own destiny, to hope, to mortality. The word event indicates a place where the reality that can be experienced and mystery coincide. An event is something new that enters into the experience that a person is having. Inasmuch as it enters experience, it is the object of reason, and therefore it is rational to affirm it. Inasmuch as it is something new, it implies that reason should open to what is beyond. It is the appearing of the mystery. Event indicates the coinciding of reality with mystery, of normal experience with mystery. Recognizing reality as deriving from the mystery should be familiar to reason, because precisely in recognizing what is real, just as it is, as God wanted it to be, rather than reduced, flattened out, without depth, we find a correspondence with the needs of our heart, and our innate capacity for reason and affectivity is fully realized. For reason, owing to its own very original dynamic, cannot fulfill itself unless it recognizes that reality is rooted in mystery. Human reason reaches its apex, and so is truly reason, when it recognizes things for what they are, and things as they are proceed from an other. What intensity of life is promised to those who grasp, instant by instant, the relationship of everything with the origin? Each instant enjoys a definitive relationship with the mystery, and so nothing is lost. This is what we exist for, and this is our happiness. Yet, there is a wound in man's heart that distorts something inside him, and he cannot by his own strength remain in truth. He fixes his attention and his desire on particular and limited things. The original plan, that for which man is created, was altered by the arbitrary use of freedom. Thus, men tend towards a particular, which, when detached from the whole, is identified as life's aim. The experience we live every day is that men tend to identify the totality of life with something partial and limited. Escaping this partiality is not in our hands. None of us can, alone, recover a true way of looking at reality.